corn grows here.
Yes.
So you'd say, if I was going to plant corn, I wanted to know how much I was going to get. I'd say, well, how many watts per acre will I can I expect?
How many ears or bushels or what?
So you say bushels?
Yes.
And when you have food in your mouth, you do what to it?
You can chew it or digest it or pass it.
And when you have eggs, when you bring eggs in, how do you fix them for breakfast?
You can have them pushed, scrambled, boiled, hard boiled.
Well, if you poach them, how do you do that?
I have little cups in a special saucepan.
And you just put the egg in there?
Yes, it's funny, but what the maids from Mexico do is they say to them, how do you want them, like two Our Fathers or one Our Father?
Yes,
like I had a maid and she came from the interior of Mexico, and one day she said, I said, will you please push my eggs and toss my eggs or whatever the word is? And she said, yes, like one Our Father or two Our Fathers. And I said, what do you mean? And she says, well, I pray one Our Father or two Our Fathers. That's the timing. Like 3 minutes or 2 minutes.
So
that's the way they do it there.
They pray,
yes,
for the eggs.
Not, well, they're not praying for the eggs. Timing it. Now, if you want them better cooked, it's one creed. Just pray one creed.
So the entire creed is,
yes,
is a well-cooked egg.
Yes.
And
she was not the first. Then I found out that most of the maids in Mexico did that.
That's how they determine how long they're cooking it.
And it works. I've tried it.
What's the whole thing there? Not just Our Father. There's more than that, isn't it?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if it would be the complete, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. That would be one egg.
That's fair.
Now, yes. And now if you want it better done, that would be two.
And what about the creed? You do the entire creed?
Yes.
And that gets it cooked. That's an interesting way to cook it. I'll have to try that. Well, do you,
she never went wrong. My eggs might vary. Hers never vary.
They sound like they were good. Like she was a good cook.
She was.
Did you ever have any salt or sugar cured meat that she'd boil with vegetables here?
Like a beef stew.
Well, did you ever have turnip greens or greens?
No.
They grow here.
No, we don't have turnips.
Well. What about your beans? Did you ever boil any meat with them? Salt or sugar cured meat?
No. Salt pork, yes. Beans.
Yeah, what is salt?
Or slab bacon.
Now, how much lean is there in salt pork?
Practically no lean.
What part of the heart up here?
Letter reading and filling in applications for welfare, food stamps, social security.
For just people in the neighborhood?
I told you I was a kind of illegal aid for the whole town, for the whole county,
I guess most people here really don't speak English.
Yes.
So they bring their things to you. So you said the salt pork has almost no lean in it.
Almost no lean.
What part of the hog is that?
I don't know. I guess the rump.
Well, does any of it have a lot of... What if it has, you know...
The lean meat would be like in the ribs, I imagine.
What would you call that with the lean in it?
We don't call it anything. I don't.
Well, when you cut the side of a hog, you know, what do you call that? Well, the part of the hog between the shoulder and the ham.
I don't know anything about that.
Have you ever heard of a side of...
Side of beef or a side of something, yes.
Of bacon or something?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of middling?
No.
And what's the kind of meat you buy that's already sliced thin and you eat it with eggs for breakfast sometimes? You can buy it sliced thin.
Like, no. Beef?
No, you can buy...
Ham?
No, you can buy it and you put it in a frying pan.